tick.
All right, this is the Hang Zone. It's Dan and Jake. Blake. We have Ham.
It's He's kind now, of a banger.
Now a member of the Hang Zone.
New Beyonce.
She happy because of the 47.1 million that she opted into? She make that a year?
Dude.
And Julie's here today, too. And tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And Julie, you're very familiar. You know us as the business show, right?
Of course.
And we have a monthly business review, which Blake usually walks us through because we're at the end of the month. So it's time to look back at what was June.
Yes, so this is a check-in on some of the lists I keep for the show. And really, these are just patterns that have come up over the life of the Hang Zone that I thought were funny. And one of those is called Things Dan or Jake Want. And I don't know why, but I just started writing down when you guys would say, oh, I want this, maybe for a birthday or, you know, as a joke or something. So I started keeping some of those, and let's go through some of these from the month of June, starting with June 9th. Jake wants to escape from a hospital.
Yeah. No, I think that's
like
always...
with the gown on, yeah, pushing the IV thing
down the
hall.
You gotta rip it out. That's always been, to me, the most electric scene in any movie it's featured in.
And this started because the guy with monkeypox escaped from the hospital.
He did. He escaped from the hospital in Mexico. And then I showed Dan the clip of The Rock escaping his hospital in one of the Fast and Furious movies where they have his entire arm in a cast, and to get out of it, he just flexes.
I saw a video of that guy, the Mexico guy with monkeypox. He actually jumped out the window, he grabbed a tree, and then just with his foot,
yeah,
he pulled up and grabbed another branch.
Whoa.
And his foot was like a hand. It was like a, yeah, I guess that's
he
part of the monkey pox.
Into monkey?
Yeah.
The second video was below that. The authorities are pursuing him, and he just throws poop.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
Wow.
June 16th, Dan wants a tiny windmill.
Right. Why couldn't, instead of a power wall or solar power, I want wind, darling. I'll put it on top of my house or in the backyard. I think Julie sent me a picture of a windmill right after we were talking.
It was weird. Y'all were talking about windmills, and I was driving by a whole like plot of land covered in windmills in South Texas. That's how I knew that we were all just meant to be together.
Yeah, but could you get a tiny one that would just feed my power wall? I don't want solar panels. I want a windmill.
But I think you need an old school one.
Yeah, like
not one of those new ones that have
from
like all,
Holland.
They look all blade.
Yeah, I don't
choppy.
Want the white ones.
I don't like that.
I want the Holland windmill that right. You can go inside and do
service.
Some stuff in there.
Hmm.
I believe actually on The Bachelorette.
Oh yeah,
that happened, Dan.
It was very romantic in the windmill. Right.
They had love
multiple
in a windmill
times.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Four.
Something
June
like that.
15th. Jake wants to tell someone. I'm not asking.
Yeah.
No. That's a parent thing. You'll probably say it someday in your parenting life.
That same day, Jake also wants a cat.
That's,
whoa.
I know. It's
I
you ever thought you'd hear this day,
news.
Julie?
Never.
Because Julie likes cats.
I have a cat. And I had
Jake,
two. Now I have one. R.I.P. Blueberry.
Jake has made fun of you for that. He hates cats.
I know.
Or
this has been one of our
hated.
Points of contention.
I guess he's gotten tired of his dog.
Bingo. That's
like, boy, this
says more about the dog than it does the cat, really, at this point. The kid's into the idea, so I could see that happening.
Cat and dog in house, though, it's a little rough.
You know, I grew up in an era. I think it's a different era. I don't think I would get a cat declawed in this day and age. Would you?
Just inhumane?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Because I did.
World.
I bought cats. I got two cats when I was like in my young 20s, and I got them declawed. Because I didn't want them ripping stuff up.
Yeah.
And then I did hear from a lot of people that like, that was so terrible.
Yeah, now when you adopt a cat, you have to like sign a paper that you won't get them declawed at a lot of places.
Huh.
Yep.
But then also this same month, Dan told me that if you have a cat, you can blame pot smell on just having a cat.
I was about to say, those same cats that, peed in your car,
that
huh?
might have been where the wheels started turning for me a little bit.
Yeah.
June 17th, Jake wants to hear Dan as a strip club DJ.
Okay.
I think that would be a great
get behind that.
A great idea.
He's trying to pump up the crowd. And
asking her what her bid is.
I'll do the noon shift.
Sure.
I don't want to be there that late.
And finally, in things Dan or Jake want, Dan has always wanted to date a girl with weird colored hair.
Okay.
Or goth.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of goth in Iceland.
What?
And there's a lot of there's a lot of weird colored hair, yeah.
Interesting.
And Jake has dated a girl with blue hair.
Wow.
Blue in it, for sure.
Okay.
Blue streaks.
He blew white
in it. What was that?
I guess, yeah, that's all the points, which is a good transition, because the next category here is points. So you have a killer joke, maybe off the cuff like that. You get rewarded with a point. In our current standings, Mino is far and away the leader. Mino left our show with 34 points. Second place, Jake with 16. So a lot of ground to cover there. Dan with 11. I have 8. Ham has 1. Julie has 1.5. Mm-hmm. Mm. And rest in peace, DJ, with 0.
Took the collar.
So how do you get a point? Yeah, just like Dan said. But here's a couple of the highlights for the points. Here's Dan with a, like we mentioned in the last segment, or a couple segments ago, a cyclist joke.
A woman named Caitlin Armstrong. She's a yoga instructor and a cyclist. Sounds like she's kind of a day tripper cyclist, not a pro.
Aren't all women cyclists?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I can't buy a point.
I mean, I think you should have been. Yeah.
Jeez, these guys.
Fine, you want a pity point?
It wasn't Peaches of Normandy, but
no,
I'm on
no,
board.
That was a good point. And then next week you came back with this banger.
But let everyone go enjoy homecoming, because we were the regular homecoming doormat.
For every other team?
Every other team, yeah. Like, boy.
Who was your homecoming? Like, was there a team bad enough to be your homecoming?
My what?
I don't know. Home humming?
I don't remember which.
Which is one leads to the other.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like it.
That was good.
Hey, thanks,
that was
guys.
Really good.
Term hum in any fashion. It seems like that was a
look
it
when the car
in like 1998 or something.
When the car came out, I was like, oh no, I'll have one.
So just it all comes together here, or what are we doing?
All right, so the next category is a time capsule. So if you guys say something, you know, about something in the future that's vague, but I want to write it down, and then if it does happen or doesn't happen, I would like to say, hey, you were right or wrong about this. On June 3rd, Jake says the Rangers won't be .500 again, which they're giving you a run for their money right now.
They're battling back. They're hashtag never quitting.
Are we one game out or what?
They
two.
Lost. Yeah.
Two.
Oh, every time, that's right. I heard Dave Raymond the other morning say they... Every time they're two games out, they just can't win that game. And then they did a couple days ago. But.
Well, they learned to crawl.
That's what they're doing.
And now they're kind of learning to walk.
Says Woody.
Jake thinks Tyreek Hill walks out of practice by week 6. So I'll monitor that.
Because of Tua?
I would like to bet on that. I wish someone would
bet
that
on
the board.
Just a couple days ago, Jake will be shocked if Arch Manning redshirts. And then
I got a lot of follow-up that,
so
that they have said publicly that they're expecting him to redshirt a year.
That Archie wants him to, that this has been discussed. I guess I still won't believe it until I see it. You're telling me this guy is the number one quarterback recruit of all time, and he's going to redshirt in this era.
What were you talking about with Brunson, though? You know, certainly there's no one that he's not in a position where he needs money.
No.
So they want to do it right. The best chance. So if you're Manziel, you're rushing to the NFL to get your money because it might not be there for you. You know, Arch, like take a little extra time. Make sure you're correctly prepared for the NFL and that you can kind of hit the ground running when you're in the NFL. Not in the NFL a year early with some team. Although they'll probably try to engineer where he goes as well.
Yeah.
They did it with
Eli.
How
would they ever think of that?
Yeah.
And then finally, Roland thinks the Cowboys will go 8-9. So, I wrote that down. I want to check back in.
What do you think about Roland and Chappie picking games on Fridays?
Yeah, I love it.
Wow.
I would love to hear those two talk sports together. The next category
we only have to be here.
In The Hang Zone MBR are Kemp spins, which you are up to 351, Jake.
It's just far beyond a sustainable pace.
And a couple highlights from this month that we have discovered. Tom Cruise has a Kemp spin.
Middle tooth, fake butt.
Middle tooth and fake butt.
Hey, someone sent me an email that said Michael Jordan has a middle tooth.
Does he?
It didn't really, like, when you searched Michael Jordan middle, that didn't, you know, populate.
Why didn't you just finish the sentence and see what happened?
I know I did, but, you know, if you type in... If you type in Tom Cruise MI, then it'll middle tooth pops up because everybody has searched.
That's how you decide if it's true or not.
Right. And the you know, Michael Jordan thing, it wasn't on there. So
I think it happens a lot with people who have fake teeth.
You think he's got fake teeth?
I can see it here.
Do you think all people who are worth $1 billion have fake teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, he's stood on that wall before.
I really do.
Is
his tooth more of a middle tooth than his mustache was a Hitler? That's the real question you have to ask.
Well, type in Michael Jordan HI and what's going to populate.
It's not high school highlights.
No, it'll be Hitler.
Next, Kurt Eichenwald.
Who's that?
He was a writer. I want to say Newsweek and a couple of other political writer who one time did the move where he shared a screenshot of his browser. And in one of his tabs, he had tentacle porn open.
Because
Dan was, I don't know how we got onto the topic.
It was an Octopus Day thing, I believe.
And we said that it does exist. And you guys were like, no, it doesn't really. I'm like, no, I actually know it does. This guy, he used to be a prominent political writer, tweeted. And then he was like, oh, silly me.
Research.
I was trying to prove to my wife this existed because she didn't believe me.
We also had Tim Allen, Rick Brunson, and Michael Vick. Michael Vick is probably my favorite of those three.
Well, then I'll go in order. Tim Allen, the tool man, was arrested for cocaine trafficking
back in
like the 70s. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't like a small possession.
I loved him.
Tim Allen was a drug dealer. Rick Brunson.
But bounced back.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Rick Brunson, it's Deshaun Watson type stuff.
Right.
And that's how we got into Michael Vick, because the masseuse that Rick Brunson was using wouldn't allow him to book anymore, so he started using a fake name. That fake name was Patrick Ewing, which brought up my favorite sports fake name usage of all time, which is when Michael Vick had herpes and he had to go get treatment. He checked in every time under the name Ron Mexico. Which is what the back of my flag football jersey says.
Of course
that's
it does.
Curveball Kemp spin. Because Michael Vick, you would just say, oh, yeah.
Dog fighting.
Yeah. Dog fighting. Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite ones. You know? Go a layer deeper.
My favorite personal category is Jake has a buddy.
Oh. He does love this one, Julie.
That's already awesome.
I love it. June 2nd, Jake has a buddy who thinks it's funny. The most noise the Saudis have made recently is about a golf league.
That's objectively a funny line. The most they've been in the news, where people are like, these people are awful, is when they tried to start a golf league.
That's true. Right.
How dare you desecrate golf?
Not golf.
Not the PGA Tour.
Right.
It's one thing to murder journalists.
Right.
It's another thing to bring Brooks Koepka into this.
Yeah. June 8th, Jake has a buddy who got arrested for being in a fight he wasn't involved in. Then when taken to jail, he asked the cops if he's gotten fat.
That's true. Somebody in a news story got arrested for mistaken identity. Lucky Whitehead comes to mind.
And your buddy?
Yeah. It was a fight at a party. And like a week later, we were not involved. We were there. But a week later, the cops came to his house early, early in the morning and arrested him. And he was a hefty guy. And when they took him to jail and made him strip naked, he asked the detectives, do you guys think I look fat?
Jake has a buddy who said Phil Mickelson looks like if Uncut Gems was a person.
It's a good line.
And then Jake also has a buddy who is named Mike Hawk.
Yeah, and I don't know that guy that well. I went on a trip with him once. And,
Mike Hawk?
And he texted me after that. I was like, that's not how you say it. So I need a new friend.
How do you say it?
I think it's Hake.
Oh. Okay.
It looks like Hawk.
You should just say Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I knew a guy growing up named Carl Haydick. And so we'd just yell across the street just his last name, and then we'd laugh. Like we'd think it was the greatest thing we ever did.
You were right.
All right, these are notes from the show. On June 1st, Dan learns what invisible texts are for. You remember that? You discovered invisible ink texts?
Oh, yeah.
It was because somebody sent Jake some, pictures of Alex Bannister.
Yeah. Which were available online.
Banny Rooster's daughter is now on OnlyFans.
I heard.
And apparently she's showing a little more these days.
Oh, good.
And yeah, if you send it, there's a way to send a text. The kids probably all know about this. And if you rub your finger over it, it looks like rubbing the condensation off the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just goes away.
But then you get the clear picture. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, yeah, look at that.
Exactly what I was like.
June 7th, Jake likes to think there's a Trident Lakes for Silver Alert seniors.
There's a lot going on there, but
yeah.
Trident Lakes, you're going to have to explain, is the...
It was a prepper community that was in some way associated with Richie Witt.
Yeah, he was like their PR guy.
Right, and they were going to create a community, you know, underground golf. You could go there if you were a prepper, and in my mind, there's no way that all these old people are just getting lost and never found. I want to believe that they're all in some community together. That every time you see a silver alert, you get sad, but really it's just, there's a bunch of them hanging out.
In their underground fun land.
And having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just a couple more here. Let's see. Oh, Jake's contractor's phone ringtone was the Fox NFL theme.
Thought about that yesterday. That's still probably the funniest thing I've seen. Is like outside of the show in a long time. Yeah, because his phone was playing Spanish language, like operatic ballad. And, you know, me encanto es dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And it was awesome.
June 15th, Dominic told us that Dan held a salad for 2 hours at a Clemson football game.
That's awesome.
Well, if you leave it somewhere, someone's going to eat it.
Why didn't you just eat it and then throw it away?
I think I had recently eaten.
Why'd you
waste not, want not?
And they were offering us before the game to go load up at the salad bar. I'm like,
well, yeah, of course.
Because you've been to games. It's hard to eat healthy anywhere. Like anywhere, even going on vacation, it's just hard to keep eating healthy.
Uh-huh.
And so at a football game in a stadium, yeah. Right, you're like, there's no healthy options, and I'm trying to not be a slob. And so, yeah, if I had that, I better get this salad now because I'm going to be gone all day.
Their shelf life is like 30 minutes, first of all.
He got sog salad.
And then
it was a little sog.
The final one. It was a hypothetical that we had fun with on June 8th that the only number that Dan has memorized is the crow line. So if he, like, escapes from prison or gets in an emergency, the only number he can call is the crow line. So we don't know where Dan is, but he has to, leave messages with the crow line.
And do you check it every week still or no?
I haven't checked it since football season.
If he gets picked up on a Sunday night, it might be, and the crow line's done, it might be until the next week.
Yeah, we don't find
another game.
Right, because if they ask you, you get your one phone call. How many numbers do you have memorized? I have my childhood phone number memorized.
So do I. I have quite a few of them.
You do?
I mean, friends and family and, yeah.
I guess I know my wife's number.
Me too.
Hey, don't say that about my wife. Like, what about dudes that get pissed about you something about their wife? Okay, dude.
Well, there's your June.
That was fantastic.
That's a good June.
Thanks, Blake. Give yourself a point.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right.